This is the best time of the season for NBA fans, especially for fans of the teams that are now in the conference finals. In the East, the Cleveland Cavaliers will play the Boston Celtics, and in the West, the defending champions, the Golden State Warriors, take on the Houston Rockets. Each is a 7-game series. The winners will meet in the NBA finals. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us. Mike, start with the East. This is a rematch of last season's conference finals, which was won by Cleveland. What will you be watching for?
Well, it's a totally different matchup in a way because Kyrie Irving was traded from the Cavaliers to the Celtics. Right. And the Celtics were possibly the favorite going into the season. Game one of the season, Gordon Hayward goes down with a season-ending injury. So after game one, if you would ask me, will the Celtics make the finals, I would say, or the conference finals, I'd have said no. But then they're great. But with game maybe 80 of the season, if you ask me the same question, I'd say no, because Kyrie Irving got hurt again. But somehow the Celtics, with their great coach, Brad Stevens, are a team that absolutely deserves to be there, and they're playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. They have this guy named LeBron James. He's quite good. In fact, every year he shows he's possibly better than we even thought he was. I really don't think it's too far-fetched to say he's the greatest basketball player who's ever lived at this point.
But he's carrying the team right now, the Cavaliers.
He's more than carrying the team. This is the worst collection of teammates that LeBron has ever gone into the playoffs with, and he won in 7 games in round 2 and decimated the Toronto Raptors, which were the best team in the East. Decimated them. The playoff roster that they're playing with includes some players who came back from injury and that they recently traded for. That seems to be gelling more. But the gap between LeBron and the second best player on his team is the biggest gap that we've ever seen from a LeBron James team.
And what about in the West, the Warriors and the Rockets?
So the Warriors, the champions last year, and the question was, can anyone beat them? And the answer is perhaps injury or perhaps the Rockets themselves. The Warriors are so laden with talent, but Steph Curry got hurt. He wasn't even available in the first round of the playoffs, but now he's available and now he's doing great. So going into this series, I think before the playoffs, you would have said that the Rockets would have been favored. I think that the Warriors, just because of the dint of experience and talent, you would say that the Warriors have the edge.
And just real quick, what happened to the 76ers, the Philadelphia 76ers, who were supposed to do much better after a multi-year drought that gave them the opportunity to get some great new players?
Well, I thought they did well. I thought they did really well. There was a lot of hype and hope with them going into the playoffs. They were great in the first round, even though they didn't take the Celtics to 7. I thought they showed that if you had to bet on the future, Sixers stock should be the most expensive in the East.
Okay, what about the NHL playoffs? Yes. Mike, Nashville and Winnipeg have Game 7 tonight. The winner plays Las Vegas in the Western Conference Final. Tampa Bay and Washington play for the Eastern Championship. What are you watching for?
If Nashville wins, think about for the Final Four, Washington, Nashville, Tampa Bay, and Las Vegas. Now, I know Tampa Bay and Las Vegas, no ice there. Nashville can get ice, but these aren't natural hockey cities. The Capitals should be, or Washington should be, but, you know, no Washington team has gone this far in the playoffs for, I don't know, 20 or 30 years. The Capitals finally make it to a conference final. The real story of hockey has been these Las Vegas Knights. It's their right first year. They've made it thus far, and they're actually the favorite to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals out of the West.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analysts. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.